Today's words of wisdom, Let God Serve Through Us, will be presented in French and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxiso-Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolia, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu and Turkish. La Suisse est un pays niché au cœur de l'Europe, aux paysages naturels somptueux. On y trouve des montagnes à couper le souffle, de magnifiques lacs et fleuves, de douces collines vallonnées, des prés, des villages dignes de cartes postales, des petites villes, mais aussi des villes agités, où de nombreuses entreprises multinationales ont établi leur siège européen. La Suisse a été fondée en 1291 et a atteint sa taille actuelle en 1815. C'est l'une des démocraties les plus anciennes et les plus efficaces. Ses citoyens ont en effet le droit de vote sur chaque décision importante du gouvernement. Bien que de petite taille, la Suisse a quatre langues nationales, l'allemand, le français, l'italien et le romanche, et est un bel exemple de la coexistence pacifique de différentes cultures et religions. La Suisse est connue pour sa neutralité et ses efforts humanitaires et a notamment accueilli de nombreux réfugiés. La ville internationale de Genève est située dans la partie francophone du pays et les Nations Unies, la Croix-Rouge internationale, l'OMC et beaucoup d'autres organisations internationales y ont établi leur siège. Parmi les Suisses célèbres, l'on compte Henri Dunant, qui a inspiré et aidé à créer le Comité international de la Croix-Rouge, le champion de tennis Roger Federer, l'actrice Ursula Andress, l'architecte Le Corbusier, l'écrivain Jean-Jacques Rousseau et tant d'autres. En 1993, l'humanitaire de renommée mondiale et guide spirituel, le Maître suprême Chinghai, a accepté l'invitation de sincères aspirants à la vérité. Elle s'est rendue dans ce beau pays enchanteur afin de partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance du royaume de Dieu. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence intitulée « Laissons Dieu servir à travers nous » donné par le Maître suprême Chinghai à Genève, en Suisse, le 20 avril 1993.
Supreme Master Chinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I'm very happy for the word that in the United Nations people meditate. Since ancient times, the great kings were always those who have deep insight and those who practice meditation method in order to be connected with heaven and to know the will of heaven before they are able to govern the earth affair. That's why, since ancient times, the great kings of wisdom, they always rule with compassion and wise system. And their names always stay forever in the hearts of the people. And they never have to use violence or armed force to conquer. They use love and wisdom. And we have the reason to feel happy that here in the United Nations such people exist. I'm so happy that there is a tradition here that we meditate. Not once a week, but also every day at home. Once a week is only when we get together here to do it in a symbolic way. But the more important practice carries on at home and even at work. Our system of meditation is a continuous process 24 hours for those who seek wisdom and for those who likes to serve the world with love and dignity and of course wisdom. When we are connected with heaven through different means of meditation or deep prayers in sincere longing to know the will of God, we will be able to serve the world in a better light. Because the light from heaven, which comes through meditation, will be able to shine our path in whichever path we choose to serve the world. Of course, here in the United Nations, your work are most noble, most important. Basic discipline of a great being, because we are entering the sainthood. Yeah, not like before. We can walk all over places now, just go straight. And so all these things are for you in the beginning, if you need them. Some of you already have the disciplines and already know, so don't need it. But in general, guide, yeah? Because the initiations can only be done from the fifth level, yeah? Once you reach the fifth level, you have reached the house of the Master, yeah? And then you become one with the Master. Then you can do the Master's job, but not before that. So that's just the basic things for you to be a teacher in the future, if God chooses you to be. It's not that we order you to do this and that and others. But in the way of the enlightened person, we don't need a long-winded speech to explain for one virtue, right? To be good, just to be good, right? You need to ask me anything? Are you satisfied? Actually, to meditate, to contact the light and the teaching of God through the word and the light is no big deal. It is a birthright. It's inherent in all of us. That we are God's children, and you're made after God's image, so at least we have some godly quality. That's a very natural thing. This is very obvious. So to meditate, to eat vegetarian, to be enlightened is no big deal. So we are not proud of being enlightened at all. It just is a way of a great being, a way of a true human being. But then, many people forget this way of life and we live in a life of kind of a lower mental consciousness, you see. That's why our world have a lot of trouble, yeah? And everybody try hard to make peace on earth, to talk and talk and talk, and a lot of champagne pouring into all the talk, and a lot of beef and pork, a lot of pigs and cows, but it's not always helpful, yeah? Because people do not take care of the problem from the root. Yeah? For example, if we plant flowers, do we water at the root of the flower? Yeah, we do. Yes. Similarly, the way to take care of the world or anything is must be from wisdom, not from computer brain. The brain is only a computer. Without the wisdom behind it, the brain just give out whatever information he picked up on the street. Yeah, or any day activity, or from neighbors. And if the neighbors are the same level with us, all ignorant together, then we're picking always the same information for each other. Therefore, the way to tackle everything is from wisdom. Therefore, we have to contact our wisdom. That's all. This is no big deal. If we don't do it, it is strange. If we do it, it's very simple. So whatever convinced you to come here today for initiation, that is your wisdom. Your wisdom at work. What I tell you convinces you because you know it already in your heart that it must be done like that. And that is the way of the great gentleman. We live a life of non-violence. We don't need to kill animals for our life. We don't need to sacrifice many small lives for our life. Yeah, because all are life. If you cut a flower, it will grow some more later. Yeah. Sometimes you cut a branch of flower, it grows 3-4 branches. But if you cut a pig, yeah, it will never grow into 3 pigs. Therefore, we are vegetarian because we extend our love to other beings, not because we think that if you are vegetarian, you become Buddha. It's not true. Because the cows are also vegetarian. The rabbits also are vegetarian. No problem.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus, cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus,
blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So we are not proud of our own way of life, but that's the way that everybody should follow. And I'm happy that you are enough highly developed to have understood and accepted my message. And this message you will spread out later when you have digested and realized for yourself what I said is what you know. Then it becomes yours. And then you will discover more and more and more each day with the light and sound meditation. More new ideas will come, more revelation, more intelligence, more conducive thinking for the world and for your own project in life and for every problem in life. So the teaching of God is nonverbal. That we get through the meditation. And these things I learned by myself. I know all this is the truth. Therefore, I share it with you, and soon you will realize that. After some days or some weeks or some months, depend on the person. Yes. And also the level of your understanding. That's why the outside my teaching is similar, but the inside you receive different, you see. Therefore, you see the great light and the other one see dim light and the other one see other things. Another one do not see. Because each individual are open in different degree and the master accordingly put inside the things suitable for him. So it is for you to choose to be a great gentleman or just to follow, bow your head to the rest of the world. So there's no binding, no forced belief, but you come because you have understood and because you search for your own greatness. And you take the courage and the initiative to walk the way of God, of angel on earth. Yes. Even though we still carry this body, but this only clothes. Yeah? Only clothes.
How many times do we have to meditate, please?
Oh, anytime you want. But as long as you meditate 2.5 hours together, maybe half an hour here or an hour there, yeah? But the best time is early in the morning after you wake up, because you're already fully fresh and not much impression of the world. It's easier to calm your mind and sit in meditation. And before you go to bed, because you would like to have a peaceful night and also cleanse the whole day's garbage that we have collected from our works or from the environment. And then before you go to sleep, you sit on bed for 10, 15 minutes or whatever amount of time you can afford. And concentrate here, the same. Yeah, meditate on the light and slowly lay down in that awareness. And then all night, you will find that you are in meditation. And during the whole day, when you work, yeah, and whenever you don't have to use your mind to think or use mental effort, that will protect you from collecting negative energies, which is sometimes unavoidable, yeah? And that will also help to bless the surrounding wherever you are, to elevate people, consciousness, invisibly. And that's how the earth will become better and better, through your presence and through your blessing, yeah? Okay. That's why we cannot die immediately after initiation. We have to eat vegetable to survive. Otherwise, we don't need to even. We are liberated. We need nothing from this earth anymore. Whether we stay a few years more or eat a few more bowl of rice or not, it's no different to us anymore. But we stay because we want to bless the earth through our merit of practice meditation. We channel God's power, you see? That's what it is. Otherwise, the master will take the whole lot of karma and burn them all out. And don't leave you any to live on. That's why we still continue to live. The master will leave a little bit of karma for us, for daily use of give and take. But don't make new one. That's why we keep the precept. We eat vegetarian to minimize the bad karma for the future, the cause of coming back for the future. But the rest of the bad karma, the master power burns it away, so you don't have any more debt to come back anymore, okay?
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
So that's the good thing about initiation. Inside, open the wisdom and clear all the storage of bad karma and even good karma. So we don't have to come back again. That's why for the initiate, this is the last life. Last life. If you want to come back, fine, you can. If you don't want to, nobody can drag you down. And five or six or seven or more generations of your relatives will be elevated to liberation also. liberation, not Buddhahood, huh? Not mastership. It's different, huh? You may reach mastership, but they are liberated. And the master will continue to teach them also in a higher level after they leave the body, yeah? So they take care. They are taken care of also. So the initiation is immensely powerful. It's incredible. And anyone who you love and sympathize with in this life will get benefit also. Anyone, even dogs and cats. Yeah.
You said that, vous dites que nos parents seront libérés quelques générations avant, quelques générations après. Mais est-ce que vous voulez dire qu'ils ne doivent pas revenir, se réincarner?
Non,
ils ne doivent
jamais.
Ah, ok.
Ils ne doivent pas. Merci. Si vous voulez, si, c'est possible.
Mais pour des parents, nos parents,
non plus. Ah, oui. Non plus. À cinq générations avant. Parce que maintenant, vous ne savez pas encore. Parce que c'est possible qu'ils sont venus pour initiation lui-même. Mais si ils sont partis de la terre, il va élever, libérer. À n'importe quelle génération, cinq générations, si on dit un général, c'est pas seulement cinq générations.
Where I'm sleeping is just in fact of the restaurant. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. You can live in a graveyard, no problem. He asked that he stay behind the restaurant. You mean the non-vegetarian restaurant. Is that matter? I don't know. You can stay in a graveyard. Yeah, the outside should not concern you. We live in this world we cannot avoid, right? If you feel terrible, you can move your house. 从大陆来啊, 那怎么来这里呢?
我在圣工作, 就是西欧和自研究中心, 我在那儿工作。
Oh! Wow! 你看不出来是那种人啊。
我是搞那个计算机软件的。
Okay, never mind. 不管他, we have the higher energy inside. Nobody use. Nobody use. They worry about physical energy all the time. never mind.
For example, I have a large family and I'm preparing food for them.
Yes.
If, for example, I cook meat or something for the family and I taste it, what is it?
Don't taste it. Tell him to taste it for you. It's better not to taste it, but if you are forced to do, it's okay. But I think in the future, you don't like to taste it anymore. That's the only problem. But you will feel a little bit, you know, nauseated. Yeah, very unwilling to do it. So why suffer? Yeah? Or convert them into vegetarianism instead of carbonalism.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to have known you because you are very elite, very intelligent and highly developed spiritual, and I'm very happy. Yes. And today the atmosphere is very pleasant. In the morning in the United Nations, as well as tonight when you grace our rented apartment. So I thank God and thank you for giving me such a good memory, yeah? Let's pray that tomorrow would be as good, or at least better. It has been a long time since I am in Europe, and I nearly forgot how noble the European people are. I have nearly forgotten how beautiful the people who live in Europe are. How very classic, how very graceful the atmosphere, very noble, very gentle, very gentle. And I'm so happy to have come back and found myself in such an atmosphere. And I remember now how good it is to be in Europe. So you are the lucky ones. Enjoy it for me. and improve the atmosphere even better still for everyone who resides in Europe as well as in the world, because we affect the whole world, especially you, the people who work in the United Nations. The more enlightened you are, the better for the United Nations. And of course, the better for United Nations, then the better for the world. And even it affects the whole universe. Therefore, do not forget your noble task. God placed you there to do some good work. Of course, there are some people I have heard that just come in just for money, work in and go home and do not think about the highly noble work that they are placed into and that is entrusted into their hands. But you should know better than these and set an example, a noble example of a great gentleman, those who rules the world with only love and wisdom. Nothing more. So I trust you to keep your noble ideal before you all the time and remind yourself in the meditation. Anytime you feel weak, you feel discouraged, remember, noble task only for noble being. Only noble beings can do it. And we have to be noble from inside out. Not only the outer politeness and the outer appearance, but from inner beauty, we serve the world. And I hope all the United Nations members will be just like you, knowing why they're doing it, why they sit in there, and what they're doing, and how great the impact they make on the world through their noble work. I hope everyone realizes that. Maybe you try with your examples. Not to coerce people into believing what we believe, but just set an example and people will follow. Be firm and determined in your training as a future master, at least for ourselves, yeah, and for our family and our environment. The ancient saying is that first discipline ourselves, and then we can take care of the family, and then we can rule the nation, and then we can pacify the whole universe. But most of people do the opposite. I mean, they started from the top. They pacify the whole universe. They wanted to. But they do not build a foundation from themselves. If the house were to be built, however many levels, they have to be built from the foundation, right? It must be from the foundation, and there must be a foundation. That's why many people failed in peacemaking or in political system, because they do not start it from the basic. They have no good foundation, and the house built very high later will crumble and fall. Waste a lot of energy, time, and finance. Therefore, the way of the ancient kings is first discipline ourselves, then take care of the household, and then rule the nation and pacifying the whole world. So that is your job. You're ruling the world, but you started from yourself. That is a cause for congratulation. I'm very proud of you. So, good night. Oh, bye-bye.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Merci de nous avoir rejoints pour l'édition du jour de Paroles de Sagesse. À présent, restez sur Supremacy Television pour Technologie de l'âge d'or dans un instant. Avec les bénédictions du ciel, puissent tous les êtres de notre belle planète coexister dans la paix, l'amour et le bonheur. Thank you for joining us for today's Words of Wisdom. And now, please stay tuned to Supremacy Television for Golden Age Technology coming up next. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.